Want a recipe for success? Step one, visit OCDFamilyPodcast.com/courses. Step two, click on my link to browse OCD Training School's amazing course catalog. Step three, enroll. And step four, enjoy learning. With no added cost to you, you can support the OCD family community while grabbing some continuing education or learning how to bridge yourself to self-help strategies for OCD. Again, that's OCDFamilyPodcast.com/courses. And use my special link to sign up today.
Hey fam! Welcome back to the OCD Family Podcast's Water Cooler Chats. We recently celebrated Independence Day here in America, and I saw a post from a friend that inspired today's topic. Holidays can be tough, both for our OCD and OCRD warriors, and the surrounding loved ones and chosen family. Here in the States, a holiday like July 4th might mean fireworks or parades, maybe a concert or even a barbecue. But for many, it also might mean staying at home or not going out, not seeing people because of the cruelty of these disorders. It might mean seeing your loved one living their fear, or you not even having the energy to say why you can't make it this time to family or friends. It might mean tears, grief, shame, or a feeling of being completely alone. So I just wanted to remind you that while all of your complicated experiences, heartache, feelings, or even trauma are valid, you are not alone, and you don't have to apologize, period. So let's brainstorm three strategies for navigating these challenges together. Just remember, this isn't therapy. It's a brainstorming sesh. And that brings us to number one. Holidays often present a change to routine. Maybe your work has time off, or maybe your work is open and pays time and a half because it's a big day for your industry. Maybe school is canceled or programs and class parties change the routine of the day. Maybe grocery stores are closing early or aren't open at all, let alone banks or post offices. You name it. There are a lot of variations this can take. But what we know about OCD is it loves itself some routine and it loves itself some certainty. You might think this is great. We're passing out candy or eating cupcakes instead of doing our writing block at school. But even the smallest changes can set off a tsunami of fear for our warriors. So recognizing that is really helpful because then we can have conversations about it. We might not like it and we don't have to like it, but our routine is going to change. And having that heads up to plan ahead if needed is really helpful. Which brings us to number two, setting expectations. And this goes both for the warrior and the family members. Oftentimes, we get an idea in our head of what a good holiday is supposed to look like. It's supposed to be fun, entertaining, laughter, with food or community, for example. But depending on your loved one's OCD themes or related disorder struggles, there are a countless number of scenarios that may be triggering. So our job isn't to somehow minimize or avoid all the triggers. I mean, that's literally an impossible task. And it doesn't help them or us because, again, it's impossible to create a bubbled life for ourselves. From an exposure and response prevention lens, we learn efforts to do so can and do reinforce our learning in the brain around these sticky obsessions, which is why response prevention, literally preventing the response, is tantamount to that treatment approach. Additionally, if we take it from an inference-based CBT lens, the bubble is actually OCD, isolating us from the rest of the world and keeping us trapped in the infinite imagined possibilities. It's not the protective force that maybe could possibly keep all the bad things out. So our expectation, fam, isn't to erase triggers. And our expectation isn't to be someone we're not, that we should just be able to do this. If we're in treatment, then our expectation is to approach and practice where we're at in that moment using the tools and skills we've been learning, whether that's practicing an exposure and choosing to not engage in certain compulsions or even bridging that trigger with direct evidence and details from our reality, choosing to trust ourselves or reaffirming for our loved ones that they are loved and we're so proud of them. If we're not in treatment, then maybe that looks like having a conversation about how we could get there or calling a friend or a fellow cheerleader to cry or scream or sit in the absolute quiet because we're struggling. Maybe that means learning more about supportive parenting for anxious childhood emotion programs like SPACE or online support groups for families, or picking up that book with research-based support for managing the road ahead. Maybe it's downloading a podcast or following someone on Instagram or watching old live streams by compassionate experts that have dedicated their voices to championing your own. Or maybe it's searching for your own therapist as a mother, brother, sister, father, partner, spouse that really just feels stuck in knowing how to support their warriors. You matter, family. And then last but not least for today, adjacent to setting those expectations is this. We are imperfect. People are imperfect. Relationships are imperfect and messy, and that's okay. Alexander Pope said it best way back in 1711 when he said, quote, "To err is human," end quote. And it's unpredictable, fam. So in an effort to navigate these strategies and apply it, because for our return fam, we know I love a good application, I offer you this script, which will be available over on this episode's blog over at OCDFamilyPodcast.com. But I encourage you, family, to hear it, say it, speak it. Look at yourself in a mirror or a front-facing camera and affirm this. And it reads, "Today, I choose to let go of who I think I should be and embrace who I truly am. Today, I choose to release the weight of others' opinions, my expectations for our family, this relationship, or even this holiday, accepting everything as it is. Today, I honor our strength and courage, knowing that no matter what happens, I can trust myself. I can trust us. I am enough. We are enough. And we are better together." It's true, fam. So let's manifest it. And if it's too hard to believe, then find your person. Look to the right. Look across from you. Because we're not alone and we are better together.
Therapists, are your clients struggling with disgust-based contamination OCD? Have you tried upgrading your ERP with the Mastery Approach? Visit OCDFamilyPodcast.com/courses and click on my link because I've got just the training for you. At OCDFamilyPodcast.com/courses, you can check out OCD Training School's entire catalog of courses, including Rich Gallagher's course, Treating Contamination OCD. Where else can you build mastery over disgust-based triggers while supporting the fam at no extra cost to you? It's a win-win at OCDFamilyPodcast.com/courses.